You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Shane Long to score and Southampton to win. Was 19-10, now 3-1. And Odi Ighalo to score and Watford to win. Was 13-2, now 8-1. Odi Ighalo, Derek, has started last season like a house on fire, but his performance has tailed off considerably in the second half of the season. Only scored 2 goals in his last 18 Premier League appearances for Watford. They need him and Deeney to fire, because that's what kept them up last season.
It was sensational up to Christmas, and after that, when the FA Cup began, they seemed to put all their eggs in that basket. So maybe there was deeper lying reasons for their collapse, I don't know. But Southampton now sent 8-11. I said this all season long, that they've been overrated by your odds compilers, and they are again. You know, and they've lost their two main goal scorers last season have gone. They've lost Wanyama as well. I just don't see why they're 8-11. I'm going to give Watford another go here. They started the season really well last season, you know. So, and they've got the same personnel there, one or two to it. There's no reason why they should go to Southampton and be frightened. I think they're a decent bet here at these odds. So I'm just going to give them another chance.
18-5 Watford. Derek made mention there, Tom, of players leaving Southampton, but that's always the way with Southampton. They try and bring in recruits, lesser known recruits, and then sell them on for bigger fees, and it's worked for Southampton, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's worked, because you know they've had good managers there as well, who have made the best. They've sort of reinvented the team quite a few times, but I don't know whether this year might be a year too far for them. I mean, I don't think there'll be in any kind of relegation problems or anything like that, but I think they're going to struggle. Especially in imposing themselves right from the word go. I think they're a team that have, again, lost their way a little bit. It's very difficult when you lose key players like Wanyama, Pella and Mane. I mean, they're three of their absolute key players from last year. I know Pella didn't exactly have a great season, but they're difficult players to sort of replace in terms of how you're going to play. So I'm interested to see how Southampton are going to approach it. I'm also interested in Watford. I mean, I think this is a game between two teams coming into the season with quite a lot of uncertainty. I don't think they're either set of fans are particularly confident about this season. I don't think they're worried either, but I think they're going into a game where we're not really sure what to expect. But Watford have those constants up front, don't they? Ighalo and Deeney. Deeney's an out-and-out leader. He's a bulldozer up front, and I think he's going to cause a problem for teams once again this season. And Walter Mazzarri, you know, he favours 3-5-2. He drew so many games at Inter Milan. That's where, you know, he had so much criticism for his defensive approach. And Watford haven't lost on the opening day for 9 years. So I think he will go there and look for the draw. And I think they're good enough to get it. I think this game screams a draw at 5-2.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.